Simon Zara joining us here. Always great to have a chat to the maestro, James Cummings. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good, Michael. How are you going?
Not too bad, mate. Not too bad. Viridine, is it going to run with this now lockdown that Victorian runners can't get back into New South Wales? Is he still here in Victoria?
Sure. He's trotting Canada around Flemington this morning and he's arrived in peak condition.
Has it caused much reassessment from yourself and the team, this ban, meaning that you can't bring horses back into New South Wales for at least what appears to be the next 6 weeks?
No, it hasn't. It's business as usual for us at the moment, and I'd be surprised if it lasted quite that long.
Well, you've got your finger on the pulse, so that is good news for everyone in regards to that situation. Viridine, it looks a good race. Gee, it was a lovely ride last start and a very, very impressive win with a big weight. Obviously trained on well. It looks a very winnable Sir John Monash Stakes for him tomorrow. How do you see the race panning out?
Well, look, I love the way last time he looked like winning from a long way out, and he's in really good order, dropping back to suitable weight for age, dropping back in weight there. I think that the race will be perfect for him. I suspect, 1100 at the weight for age, he's gonna love that. And the last time I suspect he was at 1100 around Caulfield was when he ran a beautiful fourth in the Scalacci, third or fourth in the Scalacci behind a few good horses. So he's gonna enjoy the circumstances in that race.
Yeah, he's got a touch of class, and he's been racing really consistently in probably what has been overall outside of Jungle Edge, a lot stronger competition. So you expect him, if he gets all the favours tomorrow, that he should be just about winning?
Oh, no, not at all. I wouldn't expect that. I think that the opposition is strong. Jungle Edge is going to be suited by some softness in the track. Ashmore is up and fit, and the race has got time on it, the Sir John Monash, for a good reason. So he's going to have to be at his best to be winning the race, and things are going to have to unfold well for Ollie, and we're hoping that that could be the case.
Would he then stay down here, obviously, for the Bletchingley in a couple of weeks and go through the early winter-spring kind of sprint campaign?
Well, the Bletchingley would be a good race for the winner of the Sir John Monash, and Viridine would have the right credentials. He'd have justified his position as a weight for age horse. And that we give that some consideration, but we'll be taking it run by run with Viridine.
How big is your team that you've got based at Flemington?
We've got 36 horses there this morning. We probably have about 40 throughout the spring.
In race number three, you've got Secura. You've drawn very awkwardly from the 1400. Is it going to go around?
Nearly get her back to her better form that she was showing last preparation. We were happy with her run last time.
You just broke up there, James. I'm sorry I missed that. So you're saying you're considering whether you run or not?
The alternatives, but she's in good form.
All right, I think you are. We've got a bit of a dodgy line there. James, you've got a few runners in Sydney. What's your best out of those?
Probably Cordia.
Cordia in race number eight at Rose Hill tomorrow. James, we've got a bit of a bad line, so I'll cut it short there, but good to chat. Good luck tomorrow.
Funny thing, the bad line came when you were asking for the tip.
It's not the first time I've had a bad line when I've asked people for that. Good on you, James.
Well, are you back in the studio yet, or are you broadcasting from home?
Still from home. I've moved indoors. It's a bit cold now, so I'm in the lounge room. So such is life in this weird and wonderful world.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
Good on you, John.